Ramsey TV.
From a Nissan Versa in the parking lot of the Red Roof Inn on Everhard and Dressler Roads in Canton, Ohio, this is Martin Zender, currently enduring 47 degree temperatures. Just looked it up back home. It's 87 back home, but that's okay. I'm in my hometown of Canton, Ohio, born and raised here. It's kind of nice to be back, for a little while. Anyway, they kicked me out of the hotel, the Red Roof Inn right behind me. So I'm in the parking lot. No, actually, they didn't kick me out. I checked out. It all happened it was a nice transfer of power, right? Quiet, civilized. And so here I am. And yes, I did go out to eat last night. In fact, I took out to dinner Sharon and her daughter Francesca, and we ate at Corleone's. Yes, an Italian restaurant. Sounds kind of mafia-like, but there was not one bomb went off during the entire meal. It was a very nice place, and so I wanted to take them to a nice place because they are supporters of this show and this work of me, and they love the show. I told you that Francesca was the one. Here's the photo. This was last night at Corleone's in a suburb of Cleveland. I think it's Independence, Ohio. So, lovely ladies. I was a most fortuitous man to be out with those two. We had a nice time. So I'm getting ready to drive today to Greenwich, Ohio, which is where I lived for 25 years, where I raised my kids. My son is renting the old farmhouse. Yes, the old farmhouse in the middle of nowhere. I'm heading there now. But first, I have to share with you. Look at the title of this video. Have you ever seen a title called Bathtub Water or the Cross of Christ? It's a very unique title, but it speaks volumes as to the state of the mainstream beliefs concerning salvation. Bathtub water or the cross of Christ. Last night at dinner at Corleone's, where there were no explosions, Sharon related to me the story of a friend who was a Christian, like mainstream Christian, and her friend had a daughter. Well, the grandmother of her friend's daughter, which would be the mother of her friend, she was a die-hard Catholic. And so every once in a while, of course, the mother wanted grandma to babysit. Of course, this happens all the time in many households all over the country and, I imagine, the world. Well, I want to tell you what happened on a particular evening when this crazy Catholic grandmother was babysitting for her granddaughter. I believe now, let me get this straight, I think the granddaughter was kind of babyish, right? Not in demeanor, but in actual age and formation. I believe she was maybe 1 or 2 years old. Well, do you know where I'm going with this yet? Can you anticipate what is about to happen in this home when the mother leaves the house? Of course, one detail you don't know, which you should know at this time, and when I tell you this, you might be able to figure it out. The mother and the daughter smash at loggerheads because the mother thinks that the grandmother, if anyone does not belong to the Catholic Church, which is the mother church. You know, hardcore Catholics believe that unless you are a Catholic, you're not saved, you're doomed, you're going to be burning in hell forever, where there is no holy water, no crying room for the kids, no nothing, no palm fronds to cool you off. No, it will be complete torment, and no one will be there to visit you. The visitation that the Catholic Church has, no, that's off when you're in hell. So this grandmother, of course, fears that her granddaughter, the little one-year-old, I'll call the kid 1.5 years old, is going to go to hell. She's already given up on her daughter, right? Her daughter's a regular Christian, so her daughter's going to hell. She's come to terms with that, absolutely come to terms with it. Just kind of, you know how Christians are when they find out their relatives are in hell or will be going to hell. They just shrug, you know. Somebody told me that, yeah, I know my grandparents are in hell. And I said, you believe that? Actually believe that? Oh, yeah, that's what I believe. Oh, so cavalier. So, yeah, well, they're in hell. This alone, this is the attitude of almost every Christian, Catholic or otherwise. They really don't give too much of a damn about people in hell, even their own relatives. Why? Is it because they don't believe it? Oh no, they believe it all right. It's because they're calloused, they're hardened, they have hard hearts, and they've been indoctrinated into the world's most popular cult. And they are literally brainwashed. Their minds used to understand what love was, right? And say when their grandparents were alive, they loved their grandparents. They would do anything for their grandparents. If their granddaddy bumped his head, they would cry, oh, are you all right, granddaddy? Are you all right? Oh, granddaddy has a little cut on his forehead. And the little girl comes up and kisses grandpa. Oh, I'll make you better. Yes, those were the good old days. But then the granddaughter grows up, becomes a Christian. Now she finds out, she knows after granddad dies not being in her church, now he's in hell for eternity. What do you think about that? Your own grandfather is in hell for eternity. Eh, I know. Eh, what are you gonna do? He should have believed in Jesus. Calloused. No love whatsoever. None. None. Because the mind has been twisted and warped. And then they actually back this by saying, yeah, God approves of it. No. We know that this is all false teaching. Read my book, Martin Zender Goes to Hell. I will link to it below. It will solve the whole problem for you. It's not true. Eternal torment's not true. It's not in the scriptures. Don't worry about it. So, going back to the story. This grandma, once she got alone with her little 1.5-year-old granddaughter, she says to herself, I'm going to baptize this kid. I'm going to baptize this kid to make sure this kid goes to heaven if this kid dies. So when the mother leaves, the grandmother takes the little baby girl upstairs to the bathtub. And I don't know, is she qualified to do this? Don't you have to be a priest? Don't you have to have gone through the seminary to baptize? Doesn't it take special skills? Don't you have to get the water in the right place? Doesn't the water have to be blessed? Doesn't it have to come from Lourdes or at least the treatment plant in the city? I don't know, but I guess this is her last ditch effort. She thought, well, I have to do something to give this kid a chance. To give this kid a chance to be saved. So the lady takes her granddaughter upstairs, turns on the bathtub, and dunks the kid in the bathwater. I don't know if she injected the child's head directly into the stream of water. I would have liked to, or if she sprinkled it. I don't know what this lunatic grandmother did. She might have sprinkled it. I don't know if she's probably a diehard Catholic. She's seen it done before. I was actually baptized at St. John's Catholic Church here in Canton, Ohio, when I was too small to protest. Can you believe that? Martin Zender was baptized by a freaking priest about 3 miles from here in downtown Canton at St. John's. Oh, those bastard priests, they got to me. And there's a lady that I know who knows that I quit the Catholic Church at age 18, and now I believe the truth. I look into the scriptures for myself. I no longer belong to the cult. But the only reason she thinks I'm saved is because I was baptized. In fact, she said, well, when I told her what I believed, she was alarmed. And she says, well, you don't go to church, Martin? Nope, don't go to church. Haven't been to church in 35 years. Oh my gosh, don't you worry about your salvation? No, because
Newsflash, Jesus Christ died for my sins. He took them all away, so I'm good. Don't worry about it. Well, you were in the Catholic Church, right?
Yes.
Well, you were baptized, right?
Yes.
And she said, okay, okay, you were baptized in the Catholic Church. Good. You're saved. So, this lines up with this bathtub scenario, because this lady was not impressed when I said that Jesus Christ had saved me at the cross, took away my sin. No, that didn't make her go, okay, you're saved. Oh, good. No, what made her go, okay, you're saved, was me telling her that I had been baptized as a baby. And a priest had baptized me. And then she said, okay, you're saved. That, in her mind, guaranteed my salvation rather than the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, suffering on the cross for 6 hours, taking on my sins and the sins of the world, dying, being entombed, and being raised 3 days later, and being the justifier of all who are in Adam. Oh, no, she wasn't impressed by that at all. And I toyed with her. I tortured this woman, and I said, you know, there's a legend. In fact, my parents told me that they weren't quite sure. It seems like they said that at the last second, when I was being baptized at St. John's Catholic Church in Canton, Ohio, 3 miles from here, I said, my parents thought that I maybe moved my head, you know, being a rebellious child, 8 days old or whatever, I moved my head, and they think possibly the water from the priest's hand missed my forehead at a critical juncture of the baptismal prayer. And so, and she had an alarm, when I told my friend this, she actually had an alarmed look on her face. Like, ooh, ooh, Martin, I hope that didn't happen. Thus, making salvation, making eternal life a matter of water hitting or missing your forehead by a centimeter. Isn't that pathetic? And so how pathetic is this grandmother running the head, jabbing the head, or dripping water, bathtub water, on the head of her poor granddaughter, thinking that that is more powerful than the death of Jesus Christ for sin? Isn't that pathetic? What are we saved by? Water from a bathtub or the cross of Christ? What are we saved by? So-called holy water dribbling from the hand of a priest who would just use that hand to molest a young boy. Is that save some? Does that save people? Or does Jesus Christ dying on the cross? And there are many, possibly some, free will people looking over your shoulder thinking, oh, well, we don't believe anything as stupid as that. We believe in, of course, human free will. Let me ask you people this who think that, and then I'll close for today. I will ask you this. What is the difference between dribbling water on someone's head and an act of the human will that is generated apart from God? Well, there's a psalm where David says salvation from a human is futile. F-U-T-I-L-E. It's futile. It's hopeless to ever have a chance of working. That is salvation by a human. And yet human free will says that the will of a human is the thing that actually saves. What is the difference between the human will being able to save or bathtub water being able to save? There's no verse that says salvation by bathtub water is futile, because everybody knows that except the grandma. She don't know that, right? Newsflash. Sharon, send this video to your friend and have your friend send it to her mama. Okay? Maybe something will click. There's no difference between the pathetic idea that bathtub water will do more than the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. No difference between that and to think that an act of the human will could possibly overcome the ironclad decree of Romans 3:11. There's no one righteous, no, not one. Not one is seeking out God. That's why David could say salvation from a human is futile. And I wish there was a verse that says salvation by bathtub water is futile, because maybe if there was, this lady would believe it. But I still kind of doubt that she would.